Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies. It's Sunday, July 3rd, 2022, and in honor of Tom Cruise's birthday, I've booked only guests who are under 6 feet tall. How tall are you, Frank?
I'm my wife's staring at me, making sure I don't lie. I'm like 5'8".
Okay. I thought you were in that area, but I did. But that's why, you know, I guess I could have gone like 5'9" or something instead of 6 foot, but I knew you were close to it. Anyway, specifically, my guests are Nikki Bond, Frank Castillo, and Sam Levine. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Doug.
Hey.
Hola. Let's meet them all individually as individuals and alphabetically as mere names given to them by others. A recent guest on Wide World of Doug's, speaking of names, it's Bond, Nikki Bond.
Yeah, here I am.
That's how I say it because I love movies, of course. And you had a 4 or 5 week run, a winning streak the last time you were on Doug Loves Movies, I think.
Well, I feel like I broke it. I lost last time, but before that, yeah, I had a big run.
Oh, before that you had a good run.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it? 4 or 5 wins?
It was four.
Five? Four?
Okay. It was four. Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
It's just my like knowledge of what people like, you know, just really putting myself in other people's shoes. Absolutely not based on my movie knowledge.
It's, you know, it's having movie knowledge can be helpful, but it's not essential in, you know, in the guesswork involved in some of these games. And, but you're just a terrific all round guest. So it works out beautifully.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you for being here on the 3rd of July. Don't you have big, it's Tom Cruise's birthday plans?
Well, I am Canadian, so we didn't honor Tom Cruise as much in Canada. So I actually didn't realize it was his birthday. So I'm glad that you told me, because when I'm trying to get my visa, then I, at least I know this answer if I'm asked, you know?
Yeah, he's a rare movie star that's not from Canada. So Canada doesn't give a shit about it.
No, we don't care about it.
Everybody out there is all excited about Ryan Reynolds and they ignore Tommy Cruise.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. We stick to our own.
Also joining us today is a man with a couple of wins under his belt. He's been going strong. Returning from last Thursday's bonus episode, it's Frank Castillo.
Hello.
Hey, this is episode number 3.
Yeah, number 3.
Yeah, if you win today, it's 3 in a row. You'll be catching up on Nikki's number. I'm sure our third guest today, we'll talk to him in a second. You know, I have all my guests wear headphones and listen to music during this part so that they don't know what's happening. And so we'll talk to him in a second. But, you know, how are you feeling, Frank? I mean, Sam is, if not the best, the you know, probably the best player we've had on the show.
I mean, I feel good. I feel confident. I feel like I've really just been taking all the questions as they come, but we'll see how it goes.
I like it. You're just a man who is just going to see what happens, because you can't really prepare other than, you know, you can watch a bunch of movies, I guess. But, you know, what are the odds that the movies that you just happen to watch are going to be mentioned?
Yeah.
There's so many. But we spoke of him already. It's the man himself. Returning after his win at Dynasty Typewriter, it's Sam Levine, a.k.a. Lil Wolverine.
Hi, Doug.
You know, even though Levine begins with L, you still managed to be third alphabetically again.
I don't know why you insist on
what is happening.
Have Zachary Quinto on.
That would be so great. Do you have his number?
I do not.
I feel like he would get frustrated and hang up.
Yeah.
But that'll be fun, Sam. You can, in your spare time, you can try to get us a big fish. Get one of your hugely famous friends to duke it out. I mean, you got us Leonard Maltin, so we're eternally grateful for that.
Thank you. And, you know, M comes after L. So anytime you want me to get Lenny back here.
Oh yeah, I need your help. The man emails me every other day. He doesn't email me frequently, but he does. If he's got a book coming out or he's just itching to, you know, to get out there and play, he hits me up. He's not shy about it, and I appreciate that.
Yep.
And don't be surprised if you see him soon at one of these upcoming live shows.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah. So swing and a miss, Sam. Think of somebody better.
Well, better? There's nobody better than Leonard Maltin. No, it's true.
I was just joking around again. You know, Leonard loves a good roasting.
He does.
He loves it.
He does.
Well, it's that time again. It's time to visit Recommendation Nation. That's where I request a movie recommendation from each one of my guests, something that if the listeners sought it out, figured out how to watch it somewhere in theaters, streaming, cable on demand, whatever, they figure it out and then watch it. And then they go, I'm happy they listen to that podcast and that person. You make a fan for life if you recommend a movie that someone watches and is touched by.
Oh, no.
Or entertained, or merely entertained by.
But what happens if you make a recommendation, they watch it and they hate it? Do I now have an enemy for
then
life?
You will also, it's like being the person that told somebody that a famous person died. They'll have kind of a negative association with you because you gave them that bad news, but they will think of you often whenever they think of that person.
Only because you just said that. You're right. And can I, this is not a fun story because I'm about to talk about.
But
can I tell you who told me that Kobe Bryant had passed away?
Oh, this better not be one of your elaborate jokes.
It's not a joke. This is the real story. This is not an elaborate. I would never make a jokey joke involving that very sad story.
Had a, if this had a punchline, how reeled in we are at this point. Can I guess?
Sure. I don't think you could guess this with 500 guesses.
I think it's Richard Kind.
It is not.
Okay. That's who I guess. I feel like he was on, I feel like he got on the phone to people.
No, this was an in-person. So I was at an event. Oh, you were just
standing next to them and they had the intel.
Well, I was at an event that weekend and I was doing a show portion where I didn't have my phone on me. And then I walked away and I came back to like the main area and then Cato Kalin.
Oh my goodness.
Was the one who told me.
Wow.
Yeah. So now I associate him with something very different than most people do, I think.
Yeah. Well,
to say his stint on Celebrity Big Brother 2.
It's all just it's been an endless streak of amazing performances from him.
Mm-hmm. That episode of Pacific
Blue. He's really, you know, a lot of people luck into show business, but he got there the hardest way possible, which is by existing. And not doing a damn thing. I mean, I guess you might think you're on your way if you're living in the guest house of OJ Simpson. Please recommend a movie, Bond, Nikki Bond.
I hope I haven't recommended this one before, but Madagascar. Hmm.
Whoa, original OG Madagascar?
OG 2005 Madagascar. I recommend, you know, having a little bit of weed when you watch it. Sure. But or even not. It's so funny.
It's very colorful. It's very silly.
Yeah, and the characters are really good. The jokes are good.
I get mesmerized by Sacha Baron Cohen's that stupid song that he sings. You got to move it.
Yeah.
I get that stuck in my head. Oh my goodness.
That was one of those songs that like blew up and was in everything.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
They did it best there.
It was wild. But it's also, he is just a funny character. He's a fun, fun guy. I mean, I guess he's the villain ostensibly, but he's still fun.
Yeah. And actually, David Schwimmer is really good in it, too.
I mean, the man has got range. You know, he can play a regular necked person and he can play a giraffe. Like,
yeah.
So much neck range on that guy. I've been trying to convince people for a while now that instead of saying winner, winner, chicken dinner, you should say winner, winner, David Schwimmer.
Oh,
because, you know, it's going to get a laugh. The chicken dinner, everybody's heard it. Uh-huh. And you get a laugh off David Schwimmer, and also you can point out to people, I mean, if anybody's a winner, it's that guy, because the money that just was rolling in off of Friends is insane.
But also just think about how great it'd be to say that and David Schwimmer walks by.
Oh my God.
Oh,
that'd be, it'd be a real winner, winner, David Schwimmer.
Can we get Schwimmer on the show? Because S, that's after L.
I feel like he's a very nice man, but I have no way of contacting him.
Is he doing Cameo?
That'd be weird. So. Hey, come on my podcast. Although I have
No. I mean, I would pay to get him to say winner, winner, David Schwimmer.
Oh, I see. Well, no. Or another way to go is let's just get other actors to say it and try to, you know. Because can't you take a Cameo video and then just make it look like a regular video?
You can.
Yeah. So let's just get some of the ones that are asking for a lower amount. Why am I saying let's? Like everybody's going to get together.
I mean, but
it would be funny to get to pick a phrase like that and then just get some random celebs saying it on Cameo, but then turn around and use it like it really is a thing people are saying.
So funny. So
I think, and then you'd be able to tell people's age too. You could be like, instead of checking ID, you would just say that and know if they're under 21 because they have no idea who he is.
I mean, I was saying that the money's rolling in because like it's the most popular thing still in multiple places like Netflix, and somebody else just bought it from Netflix. You know, I said one line on one episode of the show
And when I look at the occasional check I get for that, and then think of that times, you know,
wow,
thousands.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just the money they are making and the fame that they are continuing to have. I mean, he's probably also, strangely, didn't you feel in the reunion special, not that anybody looks that different, but mm-hmm. he's the most still looking exactly like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, everybody else is putting on weight or looking sad, but he, you know, he's the same.
Well, I think the ladies all have taken very good care of themselves, but of the three fellas.
They have, but that's because they use Aveeno. We'll be right back. We'll be right back after these words from Jen Aniston. Frequent Aveeno user. I mean, that's the thing. When I see Jen Aniston in a TV commercial for Aveeno or mm-hmm. one of the other millions of commercials she's in, I'm always like, my heart skips a beat. I'm like, thank God she's going to be okay financially.
Yep.
Because she's also got these commercials that she does.
Yeah, Smart Water.
Yeah.
She's in it for life.
I mean, it's Smart Water when she spits it out. She's the one that makes the water smarter. All right, Frank, have you got us anything better than Madagascar? That's tough to beat.
I've been really into
we've heard this before. You're loving bad movies, so you're going to recommend some more garbage.
No, this is a good one. This is actually
okay.
South Korea.
Apologies for interrupting you. I thought you were going to say I've been watching bad movies lately. But you've moved on to something else.
Yeah, it's called I Saw the Devil. Oh. The South Korean movie. It's like a thriller. I can't remember the actor's name is, but it's really, really
good. Cato Kaelin. He's definitely in there.
Cato Kaelin. It's really fucked up. It's good. It's like a serial killer movie. The twist.
Right. Who is in that one, Sam?
In I Saw the Devil?
Yeah.
I've no idea. I've never heard of it.
That's a good question. Cause, I'm feeling kind of a Ryan Phillippe kind of vibe.
I think he said it was, didn't you say it was a South Korean movie?
Yeah, it was the guy who was in the original Old Boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Choi Min-sik.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's cool then. I thought you were implying that it was a Korean movie, but they got some American actor to be in it.
No.
You know, because that happens sometimes.
They redid Old Boy with Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Yes, not a good idea.
No. Spike Lee directed that.
Yeah, Spike, I didn't know what was going on with him other than just, you know, I'm sure it was fun for him to just basically, you know, it was almost like a band camp, not band camp, but a fantasy camp for a filmmaker. Well, what movie do you love? We'll just give you all the money you need to just make it again. Because there's several filmmakers who've done it, and it's always the worst film in all of their movies they've ever made.
Yeah, it's true.
Every time. Mm-hmm. You know, like Richard Linklater with Bad News Bears.
Gus Van Sant with Psycho.
Oh, so Gus Van Sant with Psycho. Mm-hmm. Everything else he's ever made is like so much better than that dumb Psycho movie. It's just such a weird thing for a director to do. Like, I'm going to do all the exact same shots. So like once the cinematographer knows that's what they're doing, then why is the director doesn't even have to show up? Like, cause he also didn't really direct the performances that much. I don't believe. Cause everyone just did sort of like their take, but they also stayed pretty close to how the originals behaved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that was such a weird.
Yeah. There was no real, like it wasn't Josh Brolin's take. It was like Josh Brolin doing his version of that guy.
Yeah. And I wish science could like show like how someone reacts to, like, you just show it to someone who's never seen Psycho or knows anything about Psycho. You show them that remake thingy and you show someone else, you know, that's similar in as many ways as possible. The original movie, also someone who knows nothing of the movies, and you're just going to get for sure. But it's, again, we don't know for sure. Cause you can't, science won't do this. They're busy with diseases and stuff, but you know what I mean? It would really, it just takes somehow takes the air out of the movie, but you don't know how much of it is because you already know the source material. You know, it's like the Heisenberg effect, if you will. That, like, we already know what Psycho can be, so that's why the remake was so dumb. Okay. Wow. Sam?
Yeah.
Two films on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Truly.
Both featuring giraffes, though, oddly enough.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of satanic imagery surrounding giraffes these days. Sam, what is your recommendation?
I'm going to recommend the David O. Russell classic, Three Kings.
Oh, my goodness. Huh? That is a terrific movie.
It is a terrific movie. I hadn't rewatched it in a while, and I did, and it is very entertaining. And I think some of the best work to ever come from Ice Cube and Mark Wahlberg.
You know, Clooney, obviously, it wasn't a hard role for him to pull off, but, you know, Clooney at the top of his game.
Yep.
And yeah, and Cube and Wahlberg have never been better. Mm. Also, you know, never been really in that kind of role. They both kind of sought out being the George Clooney character.
Yeah.
But they're also good, and lots of great little things you'll notice, including maybe from Arrested Development, plays a young girl in a very right. That's her. Alia Shawkat is the little girl in the horrifying scene with her mother and her father and the guns and whatnot. But I'm anxious for people, if they haven't seen Three Kings, to just watch it, because it is such a good movie. I dare say it's my favorite David O. Russell. I think he got all the critical acclaim for his later movies off the steam of this one. This one, like, really, I mean, the first Flirting with Disaster is really fun, awkward comedy. Mm-hmm. And then Three Kings is just like, it's so many things. It's like, it's, you know, it's a drama and it's political and it's a caper movie and it's got a little bit of humor. Just also just the way it's shot. It's a terrific movie.
The map in the ass. Great scene.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. Thank you for that, Frank. I hope you win again. So next week's recommendation from you is something called Anal Treasures.
He liked Russell liked Wahlberg, by the way, so much that his next two movies after that also starred Wahlberg.
Oh, that's right. They got along.
Yes, they did. I Heart Huckabees, and then which I would not recommend, and then The Fighter.
Yeah, but I Heart Huckabees has, arguably, one of the top two or three funniest Mark Wahlberg performances.
Mm-hmm.
Almost feels like he's not in on the joke.
No.
But he and Schwartzman together, their scenes, their participation in the movie is definitely the best part of that weird movie that was like, I just went into that with such high expectations that, of course, they were going to be dashed, but they were dashed hard.
Oh yeah, same. No, I agree. For me, I felt a swing and a miss. But
yeah,
who am I to judge?
I love The Fighter, though. I really love The Fighter.
Me
I
too. Just,
these more recent ones, Joy and American Hustle and Silver Linings Playbook. I haven't been able to get into any of those for some reason.
Well, I like The Fighter because the city it's based in is Lowell, Massachusetts, and that's where my wife is from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is all true.
Yep.
Well, thank you, everyone, for these great recs. We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back. Let's play a game.
Yay.
In honor of the number one movie in the country this weekend. The game is called Muck Finions. Now, this is a sincere question, Frank, Nikki, and Sam.
Okay.
Do any of you know the difference between the Minions?
But I mean, besides the height and the names?
Yeah.
I don't know the names, but I can definitely tell the difference between the three like characters.
Well, if you're looking at them, you know them visually, you know the difference, but you don't really know much about them.
No.
Okay.
If they were at a party, I wouldn't introduce them because I'd be so embarrassed. I wouldn't.
Right.
Know.
How do I know which one this is?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like interesting. Like this is the Migos. You know what I mean? Like they individually have names.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to make sure that you were all on the same page here, because this is how this game works. I'll say a fact about a minion, and you will tell me if it's Bob, Kevin, or Stuart.
Oh, fuck.
Bob, Kevin, or
Bob, Kevin, or Stuart.
Okay.
It's like they went out of their way to pick names for these things that tell you nothing about them. So Nikki's going to guess first on this first one, then Frank, and you know if they both miss, then Sam gets the gimme point. But today we're going to call the gimme point a banana.
Because the minions love bananas, you guys.
They love it. They look like bananas. I think they would eat themselves if they could. If it was physically possible, I think they would. That's how driven and weird they are. Okay, so Nikki, you got to go first.
Okay.
Bob, Kevin, or Stuart, which one has just the one eye? Which is Kevin. The one-eyed minion of the ones we know by name. There's other one-eyed ones that stand in the background because there's lots of minions.
I think it's Kevin.
You're going with Kevin?
I'm going with Kevin.
All right. And that's just your gut telling you that?
Yeah. Like when I think one eye, I think Kevin.
That's funny because I think Bob or Stuart. Frank? Which one do you think it is, Bob or Stuart?
Oh, fuck.
I should mention this episode's for children, so keep the swearing to a minimum.
I don't think they're going to like that South Korean serial killer movie, though.
never too early for them to learn about the devil.
It's a 50-50 shot, right?
Yeah, it's either Bob or Stuart has one eye, which I always feel bad for him, but I guess he gets by with it.
I want to say Bob because he's got the O. There's one O in his name. But that would be me trying to find some kind of like rationale in how, you know, just justify. I don't know, man.
What do you think, Bob or Stuart?
I'll go Stuart.
Lock it in. That's your final answer.
Yes.
That is correct. It is Stuart who has merely one eye.
Just doesn't suit him. It doesn't suit him.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's the other thing. Did he lose one eye in an accident or was he born with one eye? Because that also, you'd think that would influence what the parents named the child when they see it and they go, oh, this thing's only got one eye. Let's call it Stuart.
There's only one character that's got one eye.
Well, you know, as you know, the minions are who knows. I don't think they've ever been counted, but there's been a development in their movie Minions and in this more recent movie Minions: The Rise of Gru, where there's basically just three minions who are the main minions. And actually there's a fourth one in Gru, but I didn't include that in this game because it's a character introduced, you know, for this movie.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I honestly was just learned recently that they have names we should know. I always just thought that was part of the point, is that they were all just sort of nameless minions.
It's like the children's version of like the Three Stooges.
Yeah. But I think that's why they have boring names, though, is because they're just minions. You know, they're just like they don't need to have interesting names. Sam?
I believe it's Stuart.
I know you think you can trick me into giving you a point because I am very high when I do this, but no.
You talked Frank out of saying Bob.
I did not. I said, do you want to lock it in?
Let's go to the table.
Are you sure? Those kinds of things. But I say that. I say that whether somebody's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. But Sam, you get to go first.
Okay.
This next round. Bob, Kevin, or Stuart plays the ukulele.
Ooh.
I mean, they all might, but that might be a minion thing in general, but there's one that you can often see with a ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
And it's either Bob, Kevin, or Stuart.
I think it's Stuart.
Now, why do you say that?
Because we just established Stuart's the one with one eye, and I vaguely remember this scene, and I think it's the one-eyed minion who plays the ukulele.
Sam, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's got one eye, and he plays the ukulele. And I guess you don't need any eyes to play the ukulele.
No.
Because you're not really, nobody's really looking at it, their fingers when they play generally.
Not
something super fancy. Yeah.
Piano, sure. Ukulele, no. There's four strings.
All right, so Sam's on the board. Frank is on the board. Nikki, you're up first, so this is your chance to make a three-way tie in our little game called Mark Finian's. Which one, Kevin, Bob, Kevin, or Stuart, has an insatiable appetite and even has tried to eat other minions?
You know, I'm going to go Bob.
All right. Locking in Bob?
Locking in Bob.
Okay. I'm sorry. That's not correct. Yeah. It's not Bob. I mean, they might all tend to be hungry, but, cause I know they all love bananas. But I think there's only one that's managed to put other minions inside his mouth. Frank, what do you think?
I might have to go Bob.
Okay, now quick recap. Nikki just said Bob.
Oh my God.
She was wrong.
No, that's his answer.
Oh no,
that's
wait, damn it. Damn it. Sorry. I was really high and I totally forgot what her answer
was. That's his answer.
Thank you, Nikki.
It's hilarious when that happens, but I often remind people of which ones to remain, and those are Kevin or Stuart.
Okay. I'll go Stuart again. My main man.
What's that?
Stuart?
You're saying Stuart?
Yes.
You're sure? You want to lock in Stuart?
Oh, God damn it, yeah.
Okay. It's your funeral. I mean, your victory. It is Stuart.
Holy shit.
Congratulations. It was all Stuart all the time.
Oh. Really?
Is that the only one you did research on?
No, it just turns out. It turns out that Stuart has a lot going on. Like, Stuart has the most personality.
Mm-hmm. You think Stuart's going to leave the group?
He's got the most distinct things going on about him. Yeah, I think he might be the first to leave. But I did have another, a tie had happened, but Frank ended up winning that thing. But if a tie happened, I had another one that would break the tie. And the fact was, has a stuffed bear named Tim. And that would actually be Bob.
Mm.
It seems like a Bob thing.
Yeah. Bob's like the baby. Bob, they treat Bob like a baby. Bob's like the baby one.
Well, if you carry a bear everywhere, then yeah, you're asking for it.
Exactly. Well, Frank Castillo. sometimes I want to call you Costello, as like as in Abbott and Costello. But Frank Castillo is our winner of that game. Doesn't mean much, really. You just get to go first in our next game. And as Sam Levine will point out, not necessarily an advantageous position.
Sometimes.
But we'll find out more after these messages.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
We are back. I tell you, the commercials go by so fast on this show. Maybe that's just me because I get to hang out with the guests while everybody else is listening to valuable information about important products and services. It's time for everybody's favorite fucking game.
Children, please.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, children, but this one's really not for you because this game is called Parental Guidance.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll read real quotes written by real weirdos, real dummies from the parental guidance section of the, the movie internet site, IMDb.
You are DB.
I am DB.
Cooper.
The clues in this game go from how could I ever even get what you're talking about here based on that to... the fourth clue in each round will just absolutely give it away. I've only been wrong once on the absolutely give it away thing. So I'm counting on all three of you to not make me look silly. But it still doesn't matter. We'll still have winners and losers. So basically the idea each round is to be the first person to put the clues together as you hear them all and figure out what the movie is, but we take turns. We start, since he won that last game, we'll start with Frank. Then we'll go to Sam. Okay. Then we'll go to Nikki. And each of you will get to go first for one round, but Frank is in a bit of a catbird seat because if it goes to a tiebreaker round, he'll get to go first. And the person who goes first each round, the other one that if the clues prove to be too difficult for the other guests, the fourth person is the one that gets the gimme. Or the banana.
So also the first person. So if the first person is also the fourth person, if we keep missing.
They get the fourth clue, I'm saying.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, then I feel terrific that I was literally only allowed one turn.
What do you mean?
I mathematically couldn't win the last game.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. We're still dwelling on the past. I forgot.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're talking about catbird seed, and it is advantageous to go first. You know, so.
Yeah, in this particular, on today it is. Right. You just never know, right. Sam.
You never know. Oh, and I'd like to shout out to all the trolls online. Yes, that's me whining. Yeah, I should have done that as more of a one. Doug,
you need to high pitch whine. Yeah, like that. Like you're letting the air out of a balloon. But it's saying things about how unfair the arbitrary games are.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Frank. They think they're helping with these comments. They just, under different categories like alcohol, swearing, nudity, violence, overall intensity, people just write sentences that they're allowed to just write on there and nobody cares. So this is what somebody thinks is a parental warning about a movie that you have to guess which one it is. It went like this. In the beginning of the movie, we see a man guarding a giant statue of a beer can. It never stops. Like, people are continuously concerned about children seeing beer and beer cans. And, like, that's one I can't wrap my head around. Because when you're a little kid, you're not, like, seeing beer cans in movies and going, I want that.
Yeah.
I need that specifically. What do you think? What movie do you think this could be, Frank?
So he's guarding a big statue of a beer can?
Yeah. So, like, already I'm guessing you haven't seen this movie.
I'm guessing
because I don't know how you could forget about a man guarding a giant statue of a beer can.
I'm going to guess Beer Fest.
Beer Fest?
Yeah. And I don't think that's how it opens up.
No, that's a perfectly good guess. Perfectly wrong, but perfectly good because, you know, I would hope I wouldn't, the first clue wouldn't give it away. That's the kind of the idea. Sam, are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. The second parental guidance suggestion goes, the roller coaster ride might be scary to some.
Ooh. Mm. Roller coaster ride and a beer can.
What is your guess?
I would say yeah, I'm not coming up with anything in my brains.
Pass is acceptable.
No, I'm wrong, but Adventureland.
Well, you know, you got to guess a movie that has a roller coaster in it, right?
I have to try.
I mean, if I did, I would have said Fear with Mark Wahlberg and Reese Witherspoon.
There you go.
Or maybe Lost Boys. I might have said Lost Boys. Oh, I shouldn't be giving answers. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, they're all wrong answers. They're all wrong answers. They shouldn't help. Okay, so here's your clue, Nikki. So you get to put all three of these together, but if you don't figure it out, then Frank's really going to get it delivered to him on a silver platter. But this is yours, Nikki. Someone wrote, characters are shot, burned, hit by cars, electrocuted, cut off in traffic, etc.
I know it now. Boy, I wish I'd gone third.
Boy, that would have been a great spot for you.
The only thing I can think of is Jackass.
Yeah, I mean, seems like most of those things happen in most of the Jackass movies. But I don't think there's a roller coaster ride or a giant beer can. In those films. So I have to give you the wrong answer noise. Frank, are you ready to get the banana?
Yes.
All right. This is going to give it away. Sorry, Sam.
Well, you know,
you're going to get the same situation in the next round.
Yeah, we'll see.
The scene where the shark tries to break through the tank in order to get Gru and the minions could be scary to kids or people who have a fear of sharks. What's it called, Frank?
I want to say Idiocracy.
What?
I'm going to go with Minions and the Rise of Gru.
Ow. See, I can be wrong sometimes. Sam, look what's coming your way.
Oh, no. Did I get the wrong Minions movie?
No, actually, since you were last, should I just... nobody gets the point? I guess that's how it should work, I guess.
Oh, is that how it should work?
Yeah. But tell them what it is, Sam, just for his satisfaction.
Isn't it Despicable Me?
Yeah, it's just Despicable Me.
Oh, what is satisfaction? Where's my point?
Yeah, you don't get a point.
Why does Frank get a second chance at a point and I don't? That doesn't make any sense.
When did he get a second chance?
He just got a second chance now. You just said it.
Yeah, because he's the special one.
Yeah, now the next round you're in the same position, Sam. Unless somebody gets it before it gets to you, and then you're not. It's arbitrary.
Okay, that one I went high pitched on because that was a legitimate gripe.
Right, but that's how this game works. I explained at the beginning. Every round, everyone's going to get one time to be first and fourth.
Okay,
but also. You know, somebody could have put these clues together and figured it out. You said you had it on.
I did have it on the third one. I've seen third the Despicable Me movies.
So if somebody had gone before you and been third, then you would have had that to complain about.
Doug, you'd be a good kindergarten teacher.
Guys, this feels like I'm playing board games with my family.
Yeah. Right? All right. So, Sam, you are up first now. This one, of course, is the toughest of the clues.
Can't wait.
The character Sid is a disturbing and demented character.
Okay. The character Sid is a disturbing and demented character. I will say Ice Age Continental Drift.
How many Ice Ages are there now?
There's like six or seven.
Yeah, but they don't put the numbers in, I guess. That makes it a little easier when you're guessing.
Yeah.
You don't have to get the exact number right, but no, that is incorrect.
The squirrel finally got the nut, too.
We go to Nikki. And the second clue is a noose is drawn on an Etch-a-Sketch.
Okay.
Whoa.
Way off.
Damn. A noose is drawn on an Etch-a-Sketch. This is going to be wrong, but it was when you said the Sid, I thought Scream.
Oh, okay. Mm. You're right. Okay. You're right about it being wrong.
Yeah.
But, that'd be fun if more people buzzed in on Jeopardy. Listen, this is going to be wrong. But what it is, or just buzzing and go, now I mean it when I ask this as a question, what is... Frank?
Toy Story 3?
You get a clue first.
Oh. Sorry.
All right. I don't know if this clue is going to change your answer, but here goes. Somebody wrote, Pixar's trademark sexual innuendo is in the film, hidden... and only adults while getting it. Pixar's trademark sexual innuendo is in the film hidden and only adults will get it.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. I got to figure out which Toy Story it is though, because I can't remember if it's the one where they go to the daycare, because I just remember there being like mutiny in between the different toys. And I remember there being an Etch-a-Sketch. So I just can't remember if 3 was the one where they do that or if it was 4. God damn it. I want to go with Toy Story 3.
Okay, like I said, your answer wasn't going to change. And unfortunately, it's still wrong.
Oh.
Sam Levine, welcome.
I'm so excited.
Situation. Are you ready for the final clue?
Hit me, Doug.
Woody and Buzz get into a fight.
Oh, that's it?
That's it.
Okay. Woody and Buzz get into a fight. Yeah, that fourth one's the gimme.
It's pretty obvious, okay, at this point.
I guess so. All right. Is it Toy Story? Just OG Toy Story?
That is correct.
Okay.
Frank, you
Sid is the Sid's the bully kid that like pulls the head off of the dolls and stuff. So like he didn't end up being a beloved character throughout the series.
But wasn't he in it though?
What's that?
Was it Sid in Toy Story 3 though?
I don't think so. I think Sid's only in the first one.
Oh. I thought he was like the delivery boy.
Oh, you know, he might make like an appearance or something, but you know, like just even the way actual people look changed. Like Pixar got their shit way together between Toy Story and, you know, the current films. But congratulations, Sam, you're on the board.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
1 point. Yeah, this could happen. This could, okay. this could all go your way. But Nikki gets to go first in this third and possibly final round. Well, yeah, possibly final round.
All right. And I'm starting to get the theme of what's going on here. So I guess I'm more high than Frank. I don't know.
Yeah, it's... I don't know how high you need to get to win this thing. I've never played. Actually, I have. Sam ran a game once. I don't know how I did, though.
It wasn't this, but you've done very well in the game, Doug.
All right, good. Well, that's why I like Last Person Standing, because I always play a lot. Sure. All right, here we go. The first clue, Nikki, is a man asks a woman if she's sleeping with somebody.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Yeah, really narrows it down, doesn't it?
Yeah. A man asks a woman if she's sleeping with someone. Like, okay, which have real humans? You know, I'm just going to go Coco.
Go, go, Coco.
Gonna go Coco.
That's a no. Frank.
Yes.
There are multiple surgery scenes where the wounds are shown being sewn or entered with the surgical instruments.
This is a kid's movie or is just a random movie?
This is a game where I haven't told you what is involved.
I beat him to it.
We were joking around earlier about being this episode for kids, but that doesn't necessarily apply to this.
Okay. Well, it really threw me a fucking curveball. Okay. Damn it. Shit.
Can you think of anything that's got surgery scenes in it?
Yeah, but I don't know if they were like in the wounds and shit. I'll go with, I'm panicking now. oh my God.
Got this.
All right. Hold on. Just breathe, Frank. Just breathe. Think of a movie. What was a Christian Haydenson movie where he's passed out? It's called like Awake or something like that.
Or Asleep.
Huh?
I don't think I know for sure what that's called. But is that's your answer?
Yeah.
How about why don't we say this? Your answer is Hayden Christensen movies.
Yes.
Because it's they'd all be wrong. All right, Sam, you ready?
Oh boy,
it's getting closer to the easiest clue, but still not a giveaway clue.
Mm-mm.
A woman falls hundreds of stories. She dies peacefully.
Oh my God.
I love that one. I love that concept. What a peaceful death. Yeah, she died the second she hit the ground, I guess. So you could call that peaceful. It's immediate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it doesn't happen in a lot of movies.
I... A woman falls peacefully.
Hundreds of stories.
Hundreds of stories. I will say, oh, good Lord.
You could still win this today, even if you don't get this and Nikki gets it. I think you could still win.
We'll see. All right. I haven't seen this
something
one.
Out there.
I haven't seen this one yet, but I'll say the new Chippendales Rescue Rangers movie.
Oh, that's a terrific guess, but not the answer.
Okay.
That's pretty dark for Chippendale, although the movie is.
I heard it's very
not
adult,
just for kids, but I don't jokes. Think anybody falls hundreds of. I don't think anybody performs.
But it's to a. But no, he has a. I know the crux of it, which is, you know, one of them is the procedure to become 3D. And so I thought that might be it.
Oh, yeah. You might show that procedure. That's interesting. Okay. So back to Nikki.
Okay.
This is supposed to give it away. And I'm embarrassed that these aren't giving them away today as easily as I thought they would. But here we go. There is a scene of a man being slammed around the head by Steven's magical cloak.
Ah.
That was going to be my guess. And then I was like, oh, maybe not. And then, God damn it.
Do you know what this is, Nikki?
No, but let me guess.
Yes.
You don't know any movies where somebody has named Steven in a magical cloak?
I'm more into people, you know, falling peacefully and dying. That's what really got me.
Right. You probably like watched that part and then left and missed out on all the cloak magic.
That's all I was like looking for, really, was peaceful deaths. And I'm just going to go with Up.
Oh man, I thought she died of cancer. I didn't know that she
wouldn't it be nice if she just stories. Wouldn't it be nice if she fell from the balloon and then, you know, it was peaceful, and then
it was their first attempt to fly away in the house. She died, so then he did it again with a little boy.
I think that would have been a better premise.
I'm
that's way better writing job if anyone's
All right, which one of them says, which one of you guys wants to tell it?
Oh, it's Doctor Strange.
Who wants to mansplain it
first? I'll mansplain. It's Doctor Strange, one. The first Doctor Strange, not the second one with the multiverses and the madnesses.
Yeah, it's the original Doc Strange. And
no, it's Avengers Endgame, isn't it?
No, it's Doctor Strange.
Oh, is it?
How dare you, Frank?
Frank goes, no, it's Up, isn't it? We're like, no, I said that. I guessed that one, Frank.
Yeah, I would have said something about everybody if it was an Avengers movie. That fourth clue would have been like, the Avengers enjoy a meal together. But Despicable Me, Toy Story, and Doctor Strange, the one thing they have in common is they're all they don't have anything in common, really.
It doesn't sound like it.
Okay. I just sort of thought of them. I mean, I guess Doctor Strange and Despicable Me mostly because there's, the newer versions are out, but I don't have that excuse with Toy Story. I guess Lightyear is what I was
thinking. Lightyear's tangential, sure.
Yeah. So that's sort of where my head was at, but it's yours once again, the crown of champion, Sam. Congratulations.
Thank you.
To you and Sam Champion.
Thank you.
One of the greatest weathermen of all time. Would you like to do, so since you won, Sam, you get to do your plugs first. Would you like to promote yourself?
You know I will. Come find me on Cameo, gang. There's a 4th of July holiday coming up. So I'm happy to do some, celebrate Independence Day videos. But, what you really come to me for, people, is the bad news and the apology videos. So if you need to break bad news to someone or tell them you're sorry using an E-list actor, I'm your man.
We found a new category for you today. If anybody wants a video of you saying winner, winner, David Schwimmer, hit you up on
Please Cameo. Hit me up. I will say winner, winner, David Schwimmer in a row. I'll say it 15 times straight.
Well, that sounds dizzying, but
I'll give them different takes is what I'm saying. You pick the take you like best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else to plug?
If you have children or are a child, I've got episodes of Raven's Home airing right now on the Disney Channel and the Disney Plus app or whatever it's called.
I heard if you watch that show, the children, they get mesmerized by Raven's eyes and they get indoctrinated into the gay community. What are your thoughts?
I can neither confirm nor deny, but I can confirm. That's what they tell us when we're shooting the show. Don't look at Raven directly in the eyes, because this is, we're only indoctrinating children, not adults.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. And thank you for being here.
Always a
Nikki Bond, always. Speaking of pleasures, it's always one having you on. What would you like to promote?
I would just like to promote the movie Up, and I'll be a writer on the next number two. That's
Up number two.
Up yeah. two.
Yeah.
Up again.
It's
up
called
two
down.
Parentheses no good.
It's or called down. Down. It's what called falling and dying from
it. Or they could call it Up Late. Or yeah. What would a prequel to Up be? Grounded?
Sideways. Crashed.
Because they got to do a prequel, because you got to see the old man when he was young.
Yeah. It's called Sideways, Doug.
Yeah. Oh, okay. David Cry, him and what's his name doing wine tastings?
Giamatti and
Paul Giamatti.
My boy.
Paul Giamatti was the old guy.
Yeah. you can find me on Instagram at Nikki Bond and my podcast that I do, teaching my dad how to be a father, called Whoa Dad.
Whoa. Frank.
You can find me on Instagram, Frank Castillo. I got a podcast called Peaked. I'm also on OnlyFans doing solo. You can find me on Instagram, Frank Castillo. And then last week when we did the episode, or last time we did the episode,
right,
about that book Lamb, the author ended up liking the tweets about it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Was the question was posed, is that going to be made into a movie?
Yeah, they were asking him about it. And I mean, it'd be great if they did.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Trying to play Biff.
What's that?
Said I want to play Biff, the best friend.
Oh, right. I saw you said that. I just, you know, I hear Biff, I just think of, Back to the Future or Death of a Salesman.
I'm with you,
and
Doug.
And I'm quite torn when that happens.
I think of Best Friends Forever.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. BFF. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be at the Rec Room in Huntington Beach next Sunday, July 10th, Dabs Day, doing a 4:20 afternoon show with Taylor Rizzo and Billy Wayne Davis. And it should be a lovely time. And then Doug Loves Movies returns to Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles on the afternoon of July 17th. Thanks again, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend, such that it is. And I'll say your names again: Nikki Bond, Frankie Castillo, Frankie. Where did that come from? Good old Frankie Castillo. Whoa. And Sammy Levine. As always, oh no, you don't. This is no time to be rescued.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.